Now, as part of World Radio Day, you're very welcome back into the show, and I'm joined in the studio by local guy, Flex Carter. Literally, how local are you, Flex?
Tramore.
As local as you can get. Listen, tell me firstly the exact genre of music that you perform yourself.
Doing hip-hop, R&B, little bit of that, but mainly hip-hop. That's my main thing.
What got you into it?
Just listening to it my whole life. I was listening to it in the back of my father's car. I was listening to songs that I was way too young to listen to.
For certain lyrics and words
exactly,
and everything.
Exactly, yeah, and I just picked it up.
But you see, there's a certain grow for all of this, isn't there? Because like today we're celebrating World Radio Day.
Yeah.
And we're talking about all the different, you know, the different genres of music, the different ways people can listen to the radio, where they listen to radio, how they listen to radio. And it's like, as you said, you know, growing up listening to that, like, because I know your dad.
Yeah.
I know him very well. And I remember the music he was into.
Yeah.
We were kind of both into the same kind of music because we went to the same school. We went, you know, we grew up like.
But
the thing about it is that you've brought your own kind of vibe to it now, and your own kind of your own documentation, if you know what I mean. So when you go on stage, what are you thinking? What were you thinking? Is it, I'm Flex Carter, this is what I do, or I'm Flex Carter, this is what I've learned to do, or what way do you present yourself?
I think it's just, I want to inspire people. Like, that's why I'm in music. I truly want to change the world with my music. That is, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and I want people, like, I've had a fairly, the last year especially has been mental. Like, it's just been hectic, like, it's been so, like, negative, and I wake up every morning still feeling positive and taking positivity out of that. I wake up with a smile. I've never been depressed. I've never had anxiety. I've never had anything like that. So I talk about that in my songs, you know.
Yeah.
And I want people who are depressed, who do have anxiety, to listen to that and go, oh, that's actually someone who doesn't have. Like, I'm not saying I have any of these things. I don't.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a different twist. I think it's cool to kind of give people that inspiration, that mindset of someone that's been through it and still damn happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah, and being positive is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And, like, I can't rap about, like, any kind of real negative stuff, like, you know, drugs or violence or anything like that. It's not me. I haven't had that upbringing. So I just talk about my upbringing. I like traveling, my friends. I like, you know, I like nice
loves
things.
Your life,
yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's relatable. You
yeah,
know,
that's
a lot of people
it.
Can
yeah.
relate to that,
and that's nice. That's a nice change as well to be able to do that as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, when you started out, did you think, like, you're here now? You've done a few gigs. Tell us where you've done a few of the gigs. I know you've done some locally and around.
Yeah, start off doing them in Electric Avenue, which is class. Like, I'd actually love to do even more in there. I love Electric Avenue, Bank Lane, with the King Kong Company, which was like unbelievable. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Then did Workman's, and more recently then Whelan's, which was again like unbelievable. The Dublin crowds are crazy, but there's nothing like local.
There's nothing like local, but there's nothing like being able to put Whelan's on your CV.
No, it's good. It's a good spot.
It's a great spot. Like, some of the biggest artists, like, I mean, even some that I know now are saying, we're doing our first gig in Whelan's, or we're doing our first gig in the last 15, 20 years in Whelan's. And it's a real place to go to kind of, you know, you've kind of, you're in that music scene when you're in Whelan's, like.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a good, like, level of respect you kind of get as well, which I don't really care about, to be honest, but it's cool. It's cool to see, like, as well, you know what I mean? You're kind of looked at as, like, a musician.
Yeah, that's
you
it,
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy to me to even looked at as a musician, because a year and a half ago, I didn't know what a note or a chord was. I thought a note was a piece of paper with a bit of writing.
So how did you learn the musical element and the musical side of it?
I got those MIDI keyboards.
Yes.
So I just got, like, a keyboard for all the world, and just kind of YouTube videos was like how to
taught
form
yourself.
Music, kind of taught myself. And then like the structure of a song, like how do you structure a song? Like, you know, chorus, verse, chorus, like how to make that work. That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. And now, before I let you go, music-wise, EP-wise, single-wise, can we look forward to anything over the next little while? Because I know that's the next step for you, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt. So just dropped a single called No Discussion. That's been played on the radio now, thankfully. And it's on Spotify, all the streaming platforms. I have one coming out. This is actually the first time I'm saying it. I have a single coming out in March 7th, and that's called Work. And that's the second single off the EP that I'm dropping the end of March. The EP is coming out the end of March. It's called The Strangest Life I've Ever Known. And that's my first EP. So I'm looking forward
to it. Excellent. What's your daytime job?
I am personal trainer and fitness instructor.
Yeah. That would, now you see, there you go. That would allude to the fact that you're not a lover having shorts on when you're gigging.
No, yeah. That's why it kind of comes off. The wind blows and the shirt comes off.
I know. But listen, fair play to you, like, yeah. You know. But it's part of your on stage persona.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what it is. Like, you know, everybody has their on stage. But what I love to hear is the fact, and while I delve into this, is that we hear a lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with people. You know, they get inspiration from their life experiences.
Yeah.
But as you said already, it's more of, it's a positive outlook. It's yeah. You know, it's living life. It's living it to live life and live it to the full and enjoy everything and do what you want.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, if you could, and I know you've done a collaboration already with a chap from Dublin, but if you could collaborate with anybody in the scene, in the genre of music you're doing or outside it, because that's been done as well, who would it be and why?
I'm going to go with an Irish artist, first of all. Anyway, I think an Irish artist would be, do you know Kojak?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing really well at the moment. Yeah. I like his, I don't listen to too much Irish, there's not, no disrespect to the Irish music scene at all. Like, Irish music scene is amazing, but hip-hop, I don't listen to a massive amount of Irish hip-hop and be like, really like blown away or like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Whereas with his, I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. Like, that is the level.
It's not an easy one to bring. It's very Dublin-centric as well, isn't it? The Irish hip-hop scene. And, and it's thriving there.
Oh, it is. But
the rest of the country, it's very tough to, with hip-hop, it's very tough to get in because people don't hear it the same way as they hear somebody from America doing it or somebody from wherever doing it. But they will go to, and they will travel to Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
To hear it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So outside of the country then, who kind of, is there an inspiration of somebody who inspires you at some way, stage or form?
Yeah, massively inspired by Tyler the Creator. He's doing a lot at the moment. Mac Miller as well. He died a few years ago, which was tragic. But those two are like kind of the more modern kind of ones. But I grew up listening to like Biggie, Tupac, Eminem, 50 Cent, that kind of thing. But more modern kind of stuff, I suppose, is like Tyler the Creator, just that kind of positive outlook on life. Nice bright colours, all that kind of stuff.
As I said, I know your dad from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is Tone Loc there somewhere? Because he was a big Tone Loc fan himself, if memory serves me correctly.
I suppose I'd be in trouble if I didn't say Tone Loc or a bit of a...
Don't say Vanilla Ice, though.
No. I said Eminem instead of Vanilla Ice.
But I mean, that was 1989. Tone Loc came on the scene, Funky Cold Medina. It was stuff we hadn't heard.
Yeah.
And it was in the mainstream. And then we saw him a couple of years after an Ace Ventura movie, and it was like, this guy, you know. And that's the stuff we were into, you know, we were into all that kind of stuff, and we were very lucky back in 89, 90, because it was the change of the music scene completely. It like hip hop and R&B was really coming into its own because it changed on MTV, where they interviewed MTV, MTV Raps and the stuff, or Yo MTV, that's what it was called. Uh-huh. And that was on a Friday night, that was only about 89, 90, that kind of came to the forefront. And we were very lucky because we had that a longwave radio station. Atlantic 252 that introduces to music that we couldn't get. We couldn't stream music. We couldn't download it. You know, and that I would imagine that little bit of a hint of that stuff was because he was always playing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm massively inspired as well by a lot of frontmen in bands. I'm massively into Jim Morrison, The Doors, Axl Rose, and those guys are kind of what I try to be like on stage. You know, that kind of energy. Because I think if someone's coming to your show, especially if they're paying, but even if they just make the effort to go, you have to, like, I personally, I'm like, I have to give them everything. I'm not going to stand up there, hold a microphone, and just kind of give them half a show. Like, I'm going to leave everything I have on the stage.
Yeah.
And that's what those guys did. And I also think if you can mix hip-hop and that kind of old rock, kind of, you know, those characters like a Jim Morrison or an Axl Rose, and give them that energy with hip hop. Something that's not really happening at the moment. So that's kind of what I want to give.
It's not something you hear very often.
No.
Where did the persona of Flex Carter come from?
It's just a caricature of myself.
Right.
Really. Like, I'm like really outgoing, like a happy person. And like, so the caricature is really outgoing and really happy, like extra. And then as for like the name itself, I was like, people have asked me about that so much. I use the name generator. until I got something that wasn't taken on Instagram, Spotify. Yeah. So I'm the only person on Instagram with that handle. No one else has the name. Same on Spotify. So there is only, you know what I mean? I wanted to make it so that there's only one and like there's no confusion looking people up or anything.
So the minute you did it, you locked it and loaded into all the social medias.
Yes.
Yeah, bits and pieces.
Straight away, yeah.
How do you find social media? Because you're of an age where social media is part of your life from early on.
Yeah.
How do you find it? And I know you're saying everything is positive. Is it positive for you, for what you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, I personally am not a lover of social media, despite uploading. I have to. Have to for music.
Of course, you kind of have
to nowadays to get yourself out there. And, like, there's so much competition. But I'm not too much of a lover of it. I think it can be used really positively. I just don't think it is, to be honest. In terms of, like, feedback, I get great, like, really positive feedback off people. Of course you get, like, the odd, like I was on a podcast a while ago, and, like, there is, like, we got, like, 250,000 views on the podcast. And, like, the comments, they were so, like, some of them were so negative and, like, abusive and all that. And I laugh at them. Like, I do find it really funny.
Yeah.
Like, some of them are, like, you know, going in on, like, certain things, like my appearance, like, you know, I was looking like a woman and all this. And I love all that kind of stuff. I laugh at that. Like, I really do. But for other people, I don't know.
This is it. And it's nice that you're strong enough yourself, personally strong enough to yourself to say, look, you know, just okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Would they say the same thing to your face? Yeah. This is the thing.
No,
you know, the keyboard warriors will and always have been there. Like, but I mean, to be able to say, you know, just brush it off.
Oh, yeah,
but the positive comments. The positive ones you get and the good comments you get, like, I mean, they obviously outweigh the negativity.
Like, it's insane. Like, even just a DM, like, just being like this. Like, I've gotten a DM to say this song has changed my life. It's changed how I, like, my outlook on life. And that blows me away, like, to be honest, because, like, that song, that thing that blew them away, like, or changed their life, like, that started as, like, a drawing or a writing in a notebook in my room, like, so it's mad that has the effect. So that stuff always outweighs the negative, but that's what I'd say to anyone who's questioning about putting themselves out there because of the negativity. You'd be so surprised the amount of positivity you get by being yourself and putting yourself out there, you know?
And the thing I ask quite a lot of different artists over the years, when you write something and you put pen to paper and you record it and you sing it live, and then a little while later, they're actually singing back the lyrics that you wrote. What is that feeling like? Because I never know that, but what is that feeling like?
Ah, it's insane. It happened in, I did a Waterford show. I did Bank Lane, actually. And I have a song with a girl, Ellen Quilty, called Take Care. Again, that's on, like, Spotify and all that. And when we were doing, like, when we were doing that live, they were singing it with us, like, singing it back. And that was, like, mind-blowing, because that song wasn't, like, in my head, it was just, I make music that I want to hear.
Yep.
Like, I make the music I want to hear. And, like, so we made that. It was just fun. And then it got, like, great views. It did really well on Spotify and all that kind of stuff. But then to hear people singing it back. And that, in fairness, that's, like, thanks to yourselves and all, like, the local radio stations and all that, because radio is still king. You know, people hear, like, people hear your songs on the radio locally, then they go to your gig locally and they hear it and they're like, oh, that's the guy that does that song. And they know the lyrics. It's mad.
Yeah, it's. And what about, you know, in conjunction with that then, what's, your friend zones that, you know, people who you've known for many years and people who are there that support you.
Yeah.
Like, how has that been over the years? Because they've obviously, probably more so than ever, been part of your support group.
Oh, yeah, they pull you back down to earth.
Oh, gotcha. If there's one thing a good friend will do, it's make sure that you're grounded.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. And you need those friends.
Oh, I'm so grateful for it. Yeah. Like, so grateful for it. Like, there's been so many times, like, where I've been, like, if music is going really well for, like, a month, I'm like, oh, I have to start looking at doing this now. I'm questioning, like, do I leave the job and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they're like, don't. Like, you have to keep everything on lock and make sure you're comfortable. You're very comfortable. And, like, I like that. My dad is like that. He makes sure I'm on the straight and narrow and all that kind of stuff. So I'm blessed, to be honest.
And I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good, and I know we all say, oh, I want this to happen now and I want it to happen now. But you're at that kind of, you're at that age now where you understand the difference between what I want now and what I can get now are two completely different things.
And I'm really enjoying the process. I'm smelling the roses. Like you, like there's never been anything where I've stopped to smell the roses as much as music. I've played sports. I've done all the sports. I've done modeling. I did a YouTube channel. I tried everything when I was lost to try and find myself. And this is the thing I have found where I'm just enjoying every second of it, start to finish.
If you're to give one piece of advice from the early part of your career, which you're still very much in the early part, but the early part of the starting off period to where you are now and to where you want to be, if you had one piece of advice to anybody who might be listening to this who is saying, you know, I like writing stuff, I like one stuff, but I don't think I have what it takes, or I don't think I could do it like as good as Flex does it or anybody like that, what would you say to them?
Yeah, absolutely have what it takes. Make the first song, get into the first movie, the first film, be an extra, whatever it is that you're doing, do it. Just like, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but just actually do it.
Mm.
Release the song, stop writing the song, make the song and release it.
Yeah.
Like act in the film, become an extra, start the YouTube channel. Like people are always going to laugh. Everything is cringy. Everything is cringy. So just do it. Like you get one crack at the whip and that's it. So like have fun. Have fun while you're here.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You have a great head on your shoulders, man. I mean, I know you now with about maybe 2 years at this stage, and we were chatting and chatting to your dad and chatting to you and stuff like that. But you have a great head on your shoulders, and I know where it comes from. And you know, and it's as they say, the apple doesn't fall far, like, you know.
No,
like,
anyway.
And that for me, because I know your dad so well, is the thing. But because now I'm getting to know you, and the stuff, and I see the stuff on Instagram, and I see all the bits and the videos, and I wouldn't have next to near the gumption to do what you do. I just couldn't. I feel I couldn't do it. You know, and it's a case of, like, you know, somebody else says to me, well, I don't know how you talk on the radio. And I said, I don't know how you get up on a ladder and fix gutters, because I couldn't do that. Like, you know what I mean?
I couldn't do that myself.
Oh, God, don't talk to me about heights. But that this is it, you know, there's different, we all have different things, like, but to be able to follow on from what you, because you sat with, me and you sat down a couple of years back. We're only chatting, shooting the breeze with stuff. And we've been following you on for the last number of months and months and months. Months after that, and I see the stuff you're doing, I kind of go, fair play to you.
Yeah,
you know,
thanks,
fair play to you. And this is only the start of it.
Yeah, it is, man.
This is only the start of it.
That's the fun. That's the fun thing. Yeah. You know, that's the exciting thing.
Yeah. Where would be the dream gig?
The dream gig would probably be a massive US festival, like a Coachella or something like that. You know what I mean? Just like where you have unlimited funds to just blow people's minds.
I will carry the monitor speakers for you.
You can do whatever you want, my man.
Listen, Flex, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. I know you're going to be in many more times over the course of the next few months and years and everything. But Flex Carter, watch out from, give us your socials.
On Instagram, it's just Flex Carter, FLEXX. And then Carter, it's the same on Spotify and TikTok. That's why I did the name generator. I'm the only one.
That was clever thinking. Good man yourself. Flex Carter, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, John.